972-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
He said, let the high praises of God be in your mouth. When that happens, there's a two-edged sword. I want you to follow me here because it says here, and let a two-edged sword be in their hand. But that two-edged sword ain't in your hand. Amen. That two-edged sword is in your mouth. Amen. Go with me to Hebrews 4 and verse 12. It designates the two-edged sword. It says in verse 12 of Hebrews 4, for the word of God, somebody say, the word of God, is quick. It's powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now there is compared again to a two-edged sword. But I want to show you something else. Go to Revelation chapter 1. When John saw the resurrected Christ, he says in verse 16, and he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. Okay, now let's bring that to our subject right now about praise. Out of his mouth here came the two-edged sword. In Psalm 149, let the high praises of God be in your mouth. And that two-edged sword is coming out of your mouth as the high praises come out. And that two-edged sword is to execute vengeance. Help me, somebody. That two-edged sword is to fight a battle that you won't have to travail in. You won't have to fight. You won't have to toil or struggle if you really learn how to praise God. Number one, he inhabits your praises. See, when you start praising on a Sunday morning, and you know you got some stuff perhaps that you have to face, maybe, maybe not. This week you have to deal with some stuff. You don't know exactly how you're going to deal with it. But on Sunday, you chose to praise. You didn't sit there, amen, and be bound by what you think tomorrow's going to bring. Your imagination hadn't got you all twisted up thinking what the devil got prepared for you. No, you chose rather to praise God. Hello, somebody. Oh, I wish I had 100% praise in church. See, the carnal habit that some have is they don't praise until they see something or feel something. But you hadn't been through the acid test where you have to praise when it feels bad, when it looks bad, when it don't look like it's going to happen. You ain't feeling good about yourself. The devil's talking to you, pounding on you. Folk ain't treating you right. Money's acting funny. Doors closing in your face. People ain't cooperating. Body hurting. Hello, somebody. Need I say any more? That's the time when you limp into the church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You can't run around. You just walk around. You can't walk around. You just sit there and give him praise anyway. See, that two-edged sword comes out of your mouth. It comes out of your mouth. And it ultimately executes judgment. Your praise. It executes judgment on the enemy's strategies. Everything the enemy tried to plan for you. Everything he tries to snare you with. Everything he tries to block you with and hold you down with and defeat you with, when you start praising. Come on, somebody. I said, when you start praising. See, some of us need that to get our breakthrough. Because you've been sitting on your praise with your sophisticated self. See, on Breakthrough Praise and Worship Night, you can get unsophisticated. Yeah, I ain't never seen you so swag like that. Well, it's time for praise. I didn't know Brother Soko could run like that. Praise will break shackles. I said, praise will break shackles. It'll break chains. Praise will cause doors to open. Amen. Praise, and praise is also bragging on God. When you start talking, the more you are convinced of the words that come out of your mouth, the faster mountains will be removed. The faster mountains will become plains. The more you believe, the more you brag up on God. I dare some of you, in the face of your opposition, to start bragging on God and not just be silent. Somebody tell you what you can't afford. You say, wait a minute. Have you met my father? My father owns your bank. They'd be asking you, who is your dad? I ain't telling you. Find out who owns this bank. My father owns your auto dealership. Hello? Isn't that what the Bible says? The silver and the gold is his. It says the cattle on 1,000 hills, but the cattle on all the hills. They belong to him. So the more you are convinced of your word, see, and this is where somebody's real breakthrough is. When instead of allowing those fiery darts to penetrate your heart that cause you to fear, start bragging on your God at that time. Amen. You'll face some obstacles. You'll face some things. But start, instead of just conceding that, getting quiet and sad, start bragging on your God. If he did that for me then, and I had no control over that situation, if he saved my life back then, and I was living in the world, in the nightclub, and he spared my life, what are you going to do for me now? That I learn how to praise him. I've learned how to brag on him. I become his child. I'm in covenant with him. Hallelujah. What are you going to do for me now? Tell somebody, you ain't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. You ain't seen nothing yet. Somebody tell you, well, you're just going through a desert right now. Tell them, My God is the springs of the desert. Tell somebody, ain't no desert here. Come on, tell somebody, ain't no desert here. See, that's how you brag on God. The fact may be, there's something you're going through, but that ain't the issue. That ain't the point of reference. That ain't what I'm looking at. My mind is on him. My mind stayed on him. And I'm going to brag on him while I'm going through here. Are you here? What? Remember, praise is bragging on him. Amen. He said he inhabits the praises of his people. Now, I want to give you a sobering thought. Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 28. I want to set a fire underneath you to praise God. No matter what. Verse 47 of Deuteronomy 28. Because you serve not the Lord your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Now, joyfulness and gladness of heart come from, or praise is a fruit of that. Joyfulness, gladness of heart. Amen. Because God doesn't change. Amen. He's the same before we go through. He's the same when we go through. He's the same when we come out. He's the same. So what we learn in the processes are to give God praise, to brag on him no matter what. You know, you've been through some stuff. Tell somebody, I've been through some stuff. But look at him, tell him, but God brought me out every time. And see, God ain't going to change up on you now either. If he brought me through that way back when, You know, you've been through trials you didn't think you was going to make it through. You've been through stuff you didn't know how you was going to face stuff. You know how you was going to get over that. You know how you was going to get through that. But yet God brought you through. Look at somebody, tell them I'm here and I ain't going nowhere. Come on, tell them God is good all the time and all the time. God is good. And guess what? I'm going to brag on him. Come on, somebody brag on God right now. Give him a praise. Come on, give him a praise. Brag on him. Boy, we could start a testimony service right now. I look upon some of these faces, some of these that have been through some stuff, how God came through just in time. Amen. When the devil thought he had them, God blessed them beyond what they asked, beyond what they thought, beyond what they could do themselves. Hallelujah. And guess what? The giver of life is still giving. God hadn't changed. Tell somebody it's going to get better. And better. And better. Just keep praising. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Now, let me give you this sobering thought. This keeps me going when I don't feel like it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes your body, your mind don't feel like it. But see, this is what keeps, one of the things keeps me going. Verse 48 says, therefore, it says, because you don't serve the Lord your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, therefore shall you serve your enemies, which the Lord, now the wording here is shall send against thee or shall suffer to come against you in hunger, thirst, and nakedness, and in want or lack of all things. He will put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he has destroyed you. Look at the countenances of people in the world. Not everyone, but for the most part, if you just look, you see the degree of pressure and anxiety and worry. Just let there be some major event that happens in the world and things shake. You see people and the fear. God says to us, if we don't praise him, serve him with joyfulness. How many know a fruit of the Spirit is joy? Now, I don't know where yours might be hidden, but if you're saved, you got joy. There's some joy in there. You just gotta know to let it out. And the way that we do that, we gotta get our mind. Sometimes your mind has to get out the way. See, because the enemy attacks our mind with thoughts, imagination, speculations, oppression. Sometimes strongholds are built up there. Blocking spirits come against our mind. All kind of things. So we gotta bypass our mind. Hello? There are times you gotta bypass what you think. You got to bypass the limited information that you have.
Thank you for joining us as we begin today's message entitled, Before Zion Travails. We invite you to worship with us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sunday mornings.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. Thank you.